الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our series Signs of the Hour in which we discuss the signs of Judgment Day. Yes, with this intention that we all prepare for the day when we have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this episode, again, an incident which mentions the oppression committed by people who were considered Muslims. Yes, this is a continuation of the episode about the incident of Harra. And when the Yazidi army left Madinatul Munawwara, when they dishonored the blessed city, they caused a massacre, they then headed towards Makkah al-Mukarramah. Now these troops which Yazid had sent under the command of Muslim bin Uqba, they attacked Medina, as we heard. For 3 or 5 days, bloodshed occurred in Medina al-Munawwara. In Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif, no salah was offered. Azan could not be called out, and nor could jama'at, congregational salah, be performed. In the streets of Medina, the lanes of Medina, there was blood spilled everywhere. The blood of whom? The blessed companions and the tabi'een. It was shed like water. So hence, after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, the people of Medina, they refused to pledge allegiance to the cursed Yazid. And initially, Yazid tempted them with wealth and riches. He tried to make them pledge allegiance to himself. But when all of this failed, he sent an army under the command of Muslim bin Uqba. And this army attacked Medina and caused bloodshed. Now this incident took place in 63 Hijri. Medina was desecrated. The people of Medina were humiliated, ma'azallah, they were dishonored. And then this impure, wretched army headed towards Makkah al-Mukarramah from al-Madinatul Munawwara. Now just think, dear viewers, people go to Makkah al-Mukarramah from Medina Sharif while wearing ihram. They go for ziyarah, they express their love and devotion, they go to perform tawaf of the Holy Kaaba and to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what sort of people were these? They shed blood in Medina and now they are heading towards Makkah al-Mukarramah so that they could battle with the companions of the Prophet alayhi salam and in particular Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu in Makkah Park. They were on their way when Muslim bin Uqba, he met his end, he died. But the oppressors, they didn't stop there. They, after his death, they appointed someone else upon the instruction of Yazid, whose name was Hussein bin Numair. He was the commander-in-chief now of the troops. And before I go into detail about what happened in Makkah and the cruel story and the cruel incident, let's hear something about Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu. Now, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu is that fortunate companion radiallahu anhu regarding whom the Jews once spread a rumor in Medina that they had performed magic and people could not have babies anymore. So the Muhajirin companions, they felt anxious. But as soon as Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu was born, not only did his family members rejoice, but the entire Al-Madinatul Munawwara rejoiced that what the Jews said did not come true. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with this beautiful son, this beautiful child. He is from the Muhajirin companions. And how excellent is his status, subhanallah. He was the one who fought for the sake of truth. He spoke for the truth. And when he was born, the Prophet alayhi salam placed his blessed saliva in his mouth, subhanallah. Imagine that. So fortunate that the Prophet alayhi salam placed his blessed saliva in his mouth. This was the first thing to enter his mouth. And he was the one who had honor in terms of his lineage. He worshipped at night, he fasted consecutively, and he was an unparalleled swordsman. And he was unmatched in terms of wielding a sword. He had firm intentions. He challenged those who were considered brave. He was a hafiz of the Quran, a follower of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the grandson of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and a companion of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he was also a grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blessed aunt, Sayyidatuna Safiya radiyallahu anha. And the nephew of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blessed wife, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha. Now he had so many connections with these blessed personalities. After the passing of Ibn Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu, while refusing to obey Yazid, he openly spoke ill of him. Yazid wrote to Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubayr, and he wrote a letter and enclosed it with a silver link. And in that letter, two gold chains and a silver collar, and said, "I have sworn that you must wear these things and come to me, or else I will invade you." Now people said to Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu, "You should wear these items, so that Yazid's vow is also fulfilled. You should wear them under your garments so that there would be a way of reconciliation between you." But how could Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu follow such an evil person's order? He said, "May Allah Almighty not fulfill his vow." And then he said, "I will not show even a little leniency in the matter of fulfilling an unjust demand until rocks become soft enough to be chewed by the grinding teeth." Well, this means that it's not possible at all. I will never do so. Then he said, "I swear by Allah Almighty, the sword which is struck in an honorable matter is more beloved to me than the whips in a disgraceful matter." Then he invited people to pledge allegiance to him, and he declared openly his opposition to Yazid. Now, on the other hand, what did Husayn bin Numayr do? He reached Makkah Park with his troops in order to wage war. On behalf of Yazid, it was said to Husayn bin Numayr, "Whatever happens, you must beware of the Quraysh, the deceit of the Quraysh, and confront them only with arrows and horses. I.e., you must not go for reconciliation." Meaning, the only command they were given was to fight and kill the residents of Makkah Park. And he did not talk about reconciliation at all. Now this meant to happen. The oppressors, they attacked Makkah al-Mukarramah. They reached there. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu, he battled with them until the end. Husayn bin Numayr's troops, they besieged Makkah, and Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu was captured, and he was taken as refuge in Masjid al-Haram. And what the army did was they threw massive stones and they hurled stones at the Kaaba with a catapult-like thing. They shot arrows at it as well. The curtains and roofs of the Holy Kaaba were set on fire. And this siege of Makkah and the battle with Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu and his companions, this was ongoing, this was continuing when Syrians received the news of Yazid's death. So they dispersed and they became nervous. Now Husayn bin Numayr, he also fled. After Yazid's death, Marwan bin Hakam asked people to pledge allegiance to him. When Marwan was also killed, then Abdul Malik bin Marwan proclaimed that people should pledge allegiance to him. Now, he appointed Hajjaj as the leader of an army and sent them out towards Makkah al-Mukarramah. Now, the oppressors, they did not sit at ease. They again sent troops to Makkah al-Mukarramah. Hajjaj reached Makkah and climbed Abu Qubays mountain, and he had like a catapult installed there, and they hurled stones against Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu and his companions in Al-Masjid al-Haram. Dear viewers, this was the day of the martyrdom of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu. He was martyred. He had wished for martyrdom. His heartfelt desire, you can say, was overwhelmed with the passion of martyrdom. He had told his companions that you must not surrender. If life is lost, so be it. We have to safeguard the Holy Kaaba and we must not submit to these evil foes. We must not pledge allegiance to them. Now, dear viewers, these were the blessed companions, radiallahu anhum, who did not submit to evil. They did not compromise. the martyrdom of Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Zubayr radiyallahu anhu and the attack on Makkah al-Mukarramah, Islamic scholars have regarded both of them as the signs of Judgment Day. Because all the oppressions of Yazid, meaning right from Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu's martyrdom, the invasion of Medina al-Munawwara and the attack on Makkah al-Mukarramah, scholars have said that all of these are three signs of Day of Judgment. And these indeed took place after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this temporary world. May Allah Almighty grant all of us a life filled with Iman, faith, peace, and pious deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from oppressors and save us from oppressing others as well. May Allah Jalla wa Ala, for the sake of the blessed companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, grant us so much strength in faith that we do not give in to any oppression, that we do things only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We live like this and we die like this as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept what has been said. Until the next episode, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve you. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.